guys, welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Millennial. And first of all, I want to say I'm grateful to you, my listener, for always taking your time to listen to my podcast. I hope so far the podcast is really helping you. And as the slogan goes for the Masai Doll family, let's embrace simple life tips and let's make our lives a stress-free one. Because nobody really wants to be in a stressful place, because we already know the results of stress. But today in my episode, I'm going to talk about the term that I've been using it severally in most of my podcast, and this term is assessing yourself. So I'm going to elaborate what do I mean by assessing ourselves and the benefits that comes with one assessing themselves. So when I tell you guys we assess ourselves, what I truly mean is, based on the stories that I tell you, based on the scenarios that I am sharing with you guys, there are some of you that have faced these issues. There are others who haven't faced these issues, they are yet to face, and we ought to share our experiences so that when you face these challenges, you already have a clue or an idea of how situations happen when this happens, how situations comes or how situations are usually faced, and what are the solutions that we opt to give to such situations. And in such a phase, so many of us, we do lose ourselves. Some of us even go to an extent, you do things just to please another person and not yourself, not knowing that you are so much important to yourself first, and like showcasing how much you want these people to know you, yet within yourself you haven't handled the you. So whenever I'm telling you to assess yourself, I'm urging you to just take your time, go to that place that you really feel so comfortable about yourself. Look at yourself. Try to remember the scenarios. There are scenarios that keep on happening to us on a daily basis. Take at least few of your time, or just few minutes. Look at yourself. Try to assess, are you benefiting from whatever you are doing? Is there any improvement you are seeing? If not, don't take that. If you're seeing that there's so much improvement within yourself, like it is building you, take it. But before I share the benefits that come with assessing yourself, we're going for a short break and we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Welcome guys, and let's continue from where we stopped. So there are benefits that come with one assessing themselves. So what are these benefits? One, whenever you get to assess yourself, you get to identify which are factors that are really present in your life. So when you identify the factors or the things that are in your life, the second thing we tend to do is write them down. So when you write them down, it has been proven whenever you write something down, the brain is triggered to remember so many things. And the good thing about writing, you tend to remember so many stuff. So when you remember this stuff, there's so much which you're going to write that have been good, those which have hurt you, those which have made you to be in a sluggish way, you don't understand yourself so well, you're just there. So there's so many things, you write them down. So the third thing, you get to sort these things out. You get to sort them in terms of what are the things that made you happy, what are the things that make you react the way you are reacting towards people, what are the things that ignite your anger, what are the things that whenever you do them, you really appreciate yourself, you feel good about yourself, what are the things that are really making you always feel negative about yourself, what are the things that you did really hurt other people. After sorting, you have to decide what are the things that you're going to cut them. Like, you're going to cut off these things completely. What are the things that you're going to embrace in your life? What are the things that you're going to still keep them about yourself? So whenever you decide to put other things or to take the good aspects about your life in consideration, and also take in that which you're told to do and it works for you, it's always good. We are so many. Whenever we share things in different media, and when you listen, there are those things that you know whenever you put them, they are going to be so good because the results have been proven that they are good and they make people feel good. So I urge you to always take the good things that make you feel good about yourself. So these are the simple tips that I'm sharing with you, because I personally do that. Whenever I usually take a 5-minute time in my schedule and get to assess myself, I get to see what are these factors that are contributing to how I react to some issues, the way I relate with others, and then I write them down. Whenever I write them down, I sort them. What are those things that are beneficial to me, and what are those things that are not beneficial to me? And finally, I get to decide what are the things I'm going with and I'm going to continue with them in my life, and those things that I'm not going to continue with them in my life, and what are the things that I'm going to take from other people after listening to their motivation, the inspiration. And that involves the part of researching. You get to research, you get to listen. Like, for now, you are listening to my podcast because there's something that you are gaining out of it. So after listening and doing all these things, there are those things that you are going to take, and that's how I do it. So I hope you're going to assess yourself, get to do these simple tips, because you are so many. We share different ideas on how you can improve yourself. Get to listen to those people that inspire you. They build you, they make you grow. And whenever you grow, you feel good about yourself. Even if somebody comes and tarnishes your name, you can stand up and say to them directly, because you know yourself. You do this thing on a daily basis. You're building yourself and becoming so strong to a point where somebody admires you. They just want to be like you. That's where we want all of us to be. And we can do them by just applying these simple life tips. So I hope it helps you. And I'm going to see you in my next episode. And it's a bye for me.